Hey, this is Letitia. It seems whenever we turn on the television or radio, we see and hear about another natural disaster that has plagued our world. It's either earthquakes, flooding, or famine. September is National Preparedness Month, the time of year where you prepare yourselves and your families for the possibility of disaster. Now, according to the website www.ready.gov, there are several steps that you need to take to be properly prepared. The first thing would be to get a kit. Depending on what area you live in and what natural disaster is known to that area, the contents of that kit will vary. But trust that one exists, and with a little research, you will discover what the proper items to include in that kit should be. In most kits, there's a call for flashlights, batteries, bottled water, first aid, cash, etc. Now, the second thing that needs to be done is to make a plan and share that information with your family and friends. Unfortunately, at a time of crisis, everyone reacts differently. With a solid plan in place, everyone knows what is expected of them and where the family will meet up in the event that you are at different places when it occurs. Having a common place to meet up in case phone contact is not possible is very important. Another crucial step in being prepared goes with anything, and that is be informed. The more you know, the better you are able to handle any situation that may arise from the disaster. For example, in an earthquake as well as a hurricane, the possibility exists that there will be some power outages, so be sure to have candles, matches, flashlights, and batteries. Finally, the next step is get involved. You don't have to wait until disaster strikes to help out in your community. You can always volunteer with several organizations like the Red Cross, the United Way, or the Salvation Army. The idea is to learn what you need to do before it's necessary to do it. Now that you know what it takes to prepare yourself for a natural disaster, have you thought about how these same very tools can help you prepare for life and finding love? Yes, leave it to Letitia to turn a natural disaster as a way to meet a man. If it can be done, let me tell you, I'm gonna figure out a way to make it happen. So, let's go through that list again, and this time, think about it in terms of dating. Get a kit. We all use kits. For some, it's makeup and perfume. Others, it's aftershave and mouthwash. We have our favorite outfits, shoes, and jewelry that we think makes us look irresistible, right? Maybe it's been a while since you've updated your kit, and it's time to pull it out from under the bathroom sink and freshen it up a bit. The next thing that needs to be done is making a dating plan. The fact that you are on this site reading this article shows that you have some kind of idea of what to do. Check out dating sites, ask close friends and relatives if they have any single friends, and mix and mingle. Now it's time to be informed. Maybe it's been a while since you've dated and things have changed a little bit. Do some reading, ask a friend, and re-educate yourself on the dating scene. This could also mean get informed about your health. Be tested for HIV/AIDS, and do a mental checkup as well. No need carrying around any extra X baggage to the next dance. And finally, get involved. It's never enough to just post a picture and a profile and hope that the right one will find you. Even if you only have 10 minutes a day or week to pop into a chat room or send out a few flirts, become an active participant in the preparation of finding the love of your life. This is Letitia. Are you prepared to find and hold on to what you're looking for?